From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. And as Jim mentioned there, if we can serve you in any way, please don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to have you give us a prayer request, or even if you have a question about the Bible, do not hesitate to contact us. And even if the broadcast is being used of God in your life, we would like to be able to hear about that. And it's just an encouragement to us when we hear and when we find out, when we know that God is using the ministry in the lives of others. This program has been on the air since 1989 and has stood firm upon biblical truth. And so when the broadcast is being used of God in the lives of our listeners, we rejoice. And so if you have a prayer request, send it in. If you have a question about the Bible, send it in. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and God is dealing with your heart and you sense the need to call upon His name and ask Him to save you, I would encourage you to do that and then contact us. And we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, through our ministry called the Way of Truth Ministries, I would encourage you, please, to get in contact with us. Well, this week we are looking in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, a very, very small verse, but a very, very powerful verse as it relates to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Isn't that tremendous? That's an easy verse to memorize. You know, there are many verses that if you're going to start memorizing the scripture, there are many verses that are easy to start out with. And this happens to be one of them. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And every now and then I will hear people quote this verse by saying, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. Listen, beloved, that cuts the verse short. It doesn't say yesterday and today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will come and go. But it says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Forever never ends. And that's speaking of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, yesterday in the program, we talked about the essence of the statement, and I emphasized that Jesus Christ, the changeless Savior, is to be the composition of every pulpit and the confidence of every person. Today, let's begin to look at the effect of the statement. And there are a number of things that I wish to bring out to you as it relates to the effect of this great statement, because the effect of the statement relates to Jesus Christ himself. Again, here's the verse. If you can read it right there in your copy of God's Word, I would encourage you to do it. In fact, if you can have a Bible in front of you today and you do not, go get it, because we're going to be looking at various verses today that will show us the significance of Jesus Christ. And I think that you might want to read those verses on your own. If you're driving down the highway, of course, or something like that, and you cannot read along in your copy of the Bible, well, just do your best to remember what I'm saying today. But you see, as we look at this verse, there are certain things I want to bring out as it relates to the effect of the statement regarding Christ. We'll look at the person of Christ, the power of Christ, the promises of Christ, and the purpose of Christ. First of all, We look at the person of Christ. And when we focus on Hebrews 13:8, where it says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, we need to remember that the person of Christ remains the same. And that's significant. The person of Christ remains the same. He will never change. And one of the elements of this is the fact that he remains the eternal God. He always was God. He always will be God. And there are many passages of Scripture in the Word of God that gives us clear teaching on that. For instance, go to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. And this is in what is referred to as the salutation or the introduction of the book of the Revelation. And it says this, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus is speaking. And he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Then, of course, it goes on, the verse goes on to say, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, there's a verse of Scripture you should underline, you should highlight in your Bible. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. When Jesus says there, I am Alpha and Omega, keep in mind that those are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. And that simply means that Jesus Christ is everything. He is the beginning and the ending. Of course, it says it right there in the verse. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. But then it goes on to say in this verse that Jesus Christ is the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. You see, that means that Jesus Christ as a person is the eternal God. He always has been the eternal God and always will be the eternal God. There are liberal theologians out there today who say that when Jesus Christ was born, he was not born as God. But he was born as God. In fact, he's the one who created the universe. The Word of God teaches that over and over again. And Jesus Christ will always remain the eternal God, the eternal Son of God, for that's who he is. But also, he remains the Savior of the world. I am very concerned today in that in recent years, I have heard so-called evangelicals say that there may be other ways to get to heaven besides through the name of Jesus Christ. Well, beloved, if you ever hear that, don't believe it, because there's only one way to heaven. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, it says this, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. There's only one Savior. His name is Jesus. In John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so you see, the person of Christ remains the same. And that means that he remains the eternal God and he remains the Savior of the world. But secondly, the power of Christ remains the same. His power never changes. His almighty power rules the universe. You might want to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, and look at verse 18. Many of us are very familiar with Matthew 28, 19 and 20, that speaks of the Great Commission. But look at verse 18 of Matthew 28. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What does that mean? Well, this speaks of Christ's absolute sovereign authority as Lord over all in heaven and in earth. You see, he is the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. He is in control of what takes place in this universe. He is the number one authoritarian in this universe. He's the God who causes, allows, and directs all things to take place. In other words, everything that takes place in the universe around us is either caused by God, the Lord Jesus, allowed by God, the Lord Jesus, but it is certainly all directed by God. And every now and then you'll see something take place and somebody will say, the Lord had nothing to do with that. Well, beloved, if he didn't have anything to do with it, it would have been a whole lot worse. He is the almighty power who rules the universe. But then he also is the almighty power who enables the church. I think of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. A tremendous benediction, as it were, to this great chapter where it says this, Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You see, that teaches us that Jesus Christ is the absolute enablement for each individual Christian and for each local church to do all that he desires the individual Christian and the local church to do. Yes, the power of Jesus Christ remains the same. It will never be diminished. As Jesus Christ is the authority of the universe and the authority of the Christian, the authority of the church, and as it relates to you and to me, on a practical basis, that means that we must submit to his authority. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, submit to him and his leadership. Allow him to be the Lord of your life. Yes, his person and his power remains the same. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to look at the effect of Hebrews 13:8 and look at the promises and the purpose of Jesus Christ as they remain the same. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.